The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Pat Perry for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the News and Observer. Today's stories include global stocks futures mixed as bond yields march higher, and $10 or less, Triangle stores thrill with high-end bargains. Stocks were mixed Monday as traders weighed a global advance in sovereign bond yields and corporate developments. Europe's Stoxx 600 index gained, while U.S. futures were mixed and Asian shares fell. A dollar gauge ticked higher, as did oil prices. U.S. stock and bond markets are shut Monday or were shut Monday for a holiday. Bond yields rose around the world after U.S. Treasuries tumbled Friday on concerns about more hawkish Federal Reserve policies to fight inflation. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon said Friday the central bank could raise rates as many as 7 times, and traders are reconsidering an earlier kickoff for the first European central bank rate increase in more than a decade. The advance of the Omicron virus strain, the start of the earnings season, and a boom in mergers and acquisitions are also coloring sentiment. Investors are looking for signs that companies can sustain profit growth despite rising risk from inflation, rates, supply chain bottlenecks, and slowing economic growth following last year's blockbuster earnings. Wall Street banks kicked off the earnings season with mixed results last week, disappointing investors and tamping down some profit expectations for this year. Given the record inflation backdrop and historically tight labor market, investor focus is on margins, demonstrating pricing power, passing on rising costs to the customer. Julian Emanuel, Chief Equity and Quantitative Strategist at Evercore ISI, wrote in a note. Among individual movers on Monday, Unilever shares tumbled, while GlaxoSmithKline rose, as the consumer products company considers making a higher offer for Glaxo's consumer unit, a deal widely denounced by analysts. Equipment maker BE Semiconductor rose to the highest since the stock's 1995 listing after Otto and Deutsche Bank boosted their price targets. Credit Suisse Group AG replaced Chairman Antonio Horta Osorio, who was forced to resign following quarantine breaks after just 9 months in charge. In Brazil, the controlling shareholders of Braskem SA are seeking to raise about $1.5 billion by selling shares in the petrochemical firm in what is expected to be one of the country's largest equity offerings this year. Meanwhile, China's central bank cut interest rates on Monday to counter an economic slowdown. A real estate slump and partial coronavirus shutdowns are among the challenges for the world's second-largest economy. The move contrasts with the shift toward tighter monetary policy in the U.S. and elsewhere to contain price pressures. The PBOC really has started the new year in a different position to, let's say, other global banks, and we do expect to see further easing or supportive measures, both monetary-wise as well as from a fiscal stance, Catherine Young, Investment Director at Fidelity International, said on Bloomberg Television. Next, $10 or less Triangle stores thrill with high-end bargains. Frosty temperatures didn't dissuade the most devout bargain hunters from staking out their favorite Raleigh haunt on a recent Tuesday morning. The line outside Treasure Hunt Liquidators stretched 20 deep, a relatively skeletal crowd compared to most days. "I think the cold scared off some people," said Dorothy Perry, who visits the Capitol Boulevard store every week. Tuesday is $2 day, where almost every item in the strip mall warehouse sells for a couple of bucks, but Treasure Hunt's inventory isn't your typical five-and-dime supply. Its sprawling bins may feature name-brand AirPods, drones, vacuums, computer parts, 3D printers, or high-end clothing. Every day brings new surprises, even for the store's management. "We get stuff from everywhere in big boxes. Amazon, Target, Walmart, Home Depot, JCPenney, and Mohammed Hadiara," a manager at Treasure Hunt, said. "It's any time these places are liquidating products." Treasure Hunt can secure products at cavernous discounts because shipments arrive with some uncertainty. The store never knows what's coming. "I came for the first time with my sister and got hooked on it," Perry said. "It's always something different. I come for the thrill of it." New shipments are displaced each Friday across several waist-high receptacles. In the frenzy for Friday's best items, the organized bins are quickly jumbled. No matter what shoppers may find, they only pay $10. Prices decrease throughout the week. By Wednesday, any remaining products cost just $1. The store is closed on Thursdays while staff unpack a new week's arrivals. "You have to really look, but you can find amazing deals," said Perry, who bought most of her Christmas gifts from Treasure Hunt. "You just have to be patient and look carefully." Gold Digger's liquidation at 1001 North Miami Boulevard in Durham opened last month with a model that mirrors Treasure Hunt's. The 4,000-square-foot space features bargain bins that refill each Friday. Gold Digger's owner, Jorge Duran, is still building his network of suppliers, he said, but the store currently offers products from Amazon Returns, Target, and Best Buy. Shipments have included GoPro cameras, Apple AirPods, Dyson vacuums, and other high-end products that would normally sell for more than $100. Duran, who grew up in Mexico City, said his mother's frugal example inspired his interest in liquidation sales. "I'm coming from low-income people," he said. "I've seen my mom struggle with money, and that was all she could do back in the day, buy and resell. So I've loved that, seeing people come and get deals and be happy. That makes me excited." He hopes Gold Diggers will give more families access to products that are often beyond their means. "This is to help people with lower income who deserve to have nice stuff," Duran said. Giving shoppers easier access to affordable products was George Milano's mission, too, when he opened Treasure Hunt amid one of the pandemic's hardest months. The store at 4522 Capitol Boulevard celebrated its first anniversary last week. "It's a passion and a hobby of mine to find deals," he said. "A&E Storage Wars is one of my favorite shows, and I started doing research into liquidation because I never knew how that worked. Where did goods actually end up? I found out that you can buy these things by the truckload. And the quality of the goods was phenomenal. I couldn't believe it. After reselling some products online, Milano and his cousin Izzy decided to partner on a brick-and-mortar shop. It started as an idea and turned it making a lot of contacts and then opening a store," Milano said. I didn't know how the numbers would break down, but it was just a hobby, and it turned out other people were excited about it too. Many of Treasure Hunt's regulars are resellers who flip items for profit. There are a lot of people becoming entrepreneurs because of us, Milano said. They've been laid off because of the pandemic, and they're trying to make ends meet. We take a lot of honor in that, a lot of pride in that, to be supporting families. Other shoppers, such as Carrie Johnson, come for affordable gifts and donations. She buys helmets for a charity that gives bicycles to children. Whatever shoppers are looking for, Johnson said, it's hard to find better prices than what Treasure Hunt offers. I think people come for a lot of reasons, she said. I think a lot of people are also just looking for themselves, just trying to get things at reasonable prices. But whatever someone's looking for, it's hard to beat what you can get here. Next, 321 Coffee to open downtown. Hire people with disabilities. 321 Coffee, a cafe and roaster that exclusively employs people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, is opening a new storefront in downtown Raleigh. The coffee shop and nursery will open in spring at 615 Hillsborough Street in the block courtyard near Chargrill. It will feature a full coffee menu with light food offerings and rotating specials. 321, which won the News and Observer's Triangle Coffee Bracket in November, has run a modest operation at the Raleigh Farmers Market since 2019. Its owners, Lindsay Rigg and Michael Evans, started the company 2 years earlier with a mission to expand employment opportunities for people with IDDs. The coffee shop's name, 321, refers to Down syndrome, which some of its employees have. The disorder is caused by a third copy of the 21st chromosome. Really, what we stand for is lifting up individuals with disabilities and helping them be a recognized and valued part of the workforce, Riggs said. So we're really proud of how we integrate people with different abilities into different parts of the operation, and I think it's really going to show itself fully at the storefront. The downtown shop will be 321's third location. The company plans to open its second in February as part of Pendo's new Raleigh high-rise, as the NNO reported. That coffee bar will only serve Pendo employees. 321 Coffee employs about 30 members of the IDD community at its farmers market stall, but more than 50 are on a waiting list for future job opportunities. Reagan Evans hopes 321 can expand to employ them all. Our goal is that the storefront is open 7 days a week for the majority of the day, Riggs said. So there should be more opportunities to get more people in. The company hopes to open another Triangle location in late summer, she added, and a dedicated roastery is in the works. 321 is also partnering with Oatly, a milk substitute manufacturer, to secure an all-electric coffee truck. First and foremost, our goal is to give current employees the hours that they want fully, Evans said. But soon we hope to have the bandwidth to open up more opportunities. Eventually, Reagan Evans anticipate hiring more than 100 people with different abilities, but it will take similar efforts from their peers in the business world to undo the inequitable hiring standards that have stymied the IDD community, they said. I think our goal is ultimately to do right by our staff and to help them reach their goals, Evans said. For some, that might be full-time with 321, but for some, it might be full-time with a sports team. Or in industry or owning their own business. And so we hope that we can be the pipeline to help people reach their dreams. With the added visibility of 321's new location, Rig hopes the company's ideology will spread. It puts us in the heart of downtown, and so many businesses, you said, we think it might start a chain reaction. And next, from the AARP Bulletin, beware of blackmail scams. Crooks bluff their way to get you to pay for their silence. What could be more disturbing than to get an email from a stranger saying he or she was reading your emails, monitoring your internet usage, or even videotaping you by way of your computer, and was going to expose embarrassing, damaging secrets unless you paid for the stranger's silence? Or, in a variation of the same extortion racket, you get an email saying pornography or other compromising material had been placed on your computer by way of a hack, and that it will be used to smear your reputation unless you pay up. These blackmail scams are almost always a bluff, but they can be very effective. Most people have something on their computer they don't want shared, and the threat of hacking into your computer and burying compromising material can seem frighteningly real. AARP's Fraud Watch Network helpline team has been hearing from many distressed callers, especially since pandemic-related social isolation became widespread, asking for help with these blackmail attempts. And here are some typical case summaries. A 75-year-old man from Sacramento, California, received an email from someone who threatened to make him live in shame for the rest of his existence by posting embarrassing information on social media if he didn't pay $2,000 in bitcoins. A 55-year-old woman from Columbus, Ohio, got an email with her password in the subject line, proving she'd been hacked or the password was obtained off the dark web. The sender, using the name Dolly, claimed to have sexually explicit video of her that would be sent to all in her email files unless she sent a Bitcoin payment within 24 hours. A 72-year-old AARP member from Albany received an email stating his computer had been watched for 134 days and that embarrassing videos had been hacked from his webcam that would be shared unless he sent $2,000 in bitcoins. This bluff failed because the man didn't have a webcam. A recent widower from San Diego said he got an email threatening to expose embarrassing videos of his deceased wife that were hacked from her email accounts. The man was sure no such videos existed, but he initially feared fake footage would damage her reputation before deciding it was a bluff. Here are 5 steps from AARP's Fraud Watch helpline for dealing with blackmailers. Number 1, don't respond. Even if you just query the blackmailers, your name circulates inside crime rings. You'll never get any peace. Number 2, change passwords regularly to block access to hackers. Also use a special password on private accounts. Keep your antivirus software updated, and don't send personal information from an unsecured Wi-Fi connection. Delete emails from unknown senders. Don't keep any materials you wouldn't want to be widely shared stored in a computer file. It is an emotionally jarring violation to have crooks claim they've penetrated what you thought was your secure space online. But don't panic and don't pay or respond. As we noted, they're almost always bluffing. And next, from AARP's bulletin, the Your Money section, 6 rules for making an insurance claim. Take these steps to collect your benefits more easily. It's one of life's ironies that only in your hardest moments, perhaps after a lawsuit, a house fire, or a death, that you have to face yet another challenging task, collecting on an insurance policy. In 2019, half of consumer complaints tallied by state insurance commissioners related to diminished, delayed, or denied claims. Insurance is a contractual business relationship, said Jesse Sloan, executive director of the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance. While insurers have a duty to pay legitimate claims, they also need to verify that payouts, which can be substantial, are justified and rightly sized. So, when it's time to make a claim, and even before then, you need to be as businesslike as your insurer. Get ready. Keep your policy in a place where you can find it quickly. Make sure that your files include all the information you would need to file a claim, including phone numbers, account numbers, and insurance agent details. And make sure someone you know and trust knows where your policy is as well, said Nicholas Mancuso, a senior operations manager at Policy Genius, an online insurance marketplace. Since your claim may need to be filed when you are injured, hospitalized, or unable to act for yourself, that trusted person may need a durable power of attorney, available through an attorney or even online, so that he or she can act on your behalf if you are incapacitated. Move promptly. Timeliness is important, said Scott Holman, director of media relations at the Insurance Information Institute. So contact your agent or your insurer as soon as possible. Claims have deadlines for filing, and you'll need to know yours. A renter's policy, for example, typically gives you between 48 and 72 hours after an incident to file, unless circumstances prevent you. Long-term care and disability insurance have elimination periods, a gap in time between when you meet the criteria for claiming benefits and when the insurer will start paying benefits. Any delay in documenting your condition could delay your benefits too. Follow your insurer's claim instructions to the letter. Dot your I's, cross your T's, and don't skip any steps. Document, document, document. For property claims, an inventory of all your possessions, including receipts, can be a godsend. A guided video tour of your household, one that you store online or in a USB drive you keep someplace other than your home, is a great way to do this. When it comes to disability and long-term care insurance, good medical records will make filing a claim easier. You'll also need to procure a physician's statement supporting your claim. A life insurance claim requires a certified copy of the death certificate. Keep documenting once the claims process begins. Photograph relevant property damage. Take notes of conversations with insurers and adjusters, the people whose job it is to estimate damages, and keep a file of all correspondence. Don't give up at no. Perhaps a long-term care insurer denies your mother's claim, though she can't dress, feed, or bathe herself. Or your insurer values your brand-new fire-damaged $3,000 sofa at only $2,000. Be a squeaky wheel, said Amy Bach, co-founder of United Policyholders, a national consumer advocacy group based in San Francisco. But also be polite and businesslike, she said. An insurer must give you a clear explanation of its decision on any claim, said Fabio Foschi, the property and casualty team lead at Policy Genius. Don't give up. Round two. If you still disagree with an insurer's findings, contact the adjuster with facts and documentation supporting your claim, sending a copy to his or her supervisor. Include a request for a response within a specified amount of time, say 10 days, Box says. Follow up with a phone call, then work your way up the insurer's chain of command. Still not getting satisfaction? Your state senator or representative may be able to help, or you can file a formal complaint with your state's insurance commissioner. Then seek help. Still getting nowhere? You may need a lawyer, not necessarily one in your hometown. It's more important to get a lawyer with experience in insurance coverage and claim litigation representing policyholder clients, Box said. Insurers know how to litigate. Start your research by looking online for an attorney who specializes in the type of insurance at issue. If your claim involves a policy you got through work, such as long-term disability insurance, look for an ERSA, Employee Retirement Income Security Act lawyer, she said. Attorneys can be hired by the hour or on a contingency basis in which their pay is a percentage of any award. Each has pros and cons, but depending on the circumstances, contingency payments may help eliminate upfront cost. Next, many U.S. workers have considered new careers during pandemic. Nearly one in three American workers under 40 have thought about changing their occupation or field of work since the pandemic began, according to a Washington Post Scar School poll conducted to 21. About one in five workers overall have considered a professional shift, a signal that the pandemic has been a turning point for many, even those who did not contract the coronavirus. Many people told the Post the pandemic altered how they think about what is important in life and the careers. It has given them a heightened understanding their life is short, and now is the time to make the changes they have long dreamed of doing. We have run out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Pat Perry, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.